Max Planck Institute for the History of Science, Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Physics. A short detour to Boltzmannstraße brings us to the Max Planck Institute for the History of Science and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Physics. The settlement of research institutes belonging to the Kaiser Wilhelm Society shortly before the First World War prepared the ground for the expansion of the academic campus in the southwest of the city. We'll now go past the Max Planck Institute for the History of Science, or MPIWG for short, which was founded in 1994, and thus get to know one of more than 80 research institutes of the Max Planck Society. As the name suggests, the institute deals with the fundamental questions of the history of knowledge, from the Stone Age to the present. After all, your time has some exciting developments with all its new technical inventions. The researchers investigate the scientific and cultural conditions of evidence-based knowledge during the history of mankind. Yes, that's right. That's quite a long period of time, offering all kinds of objects of investigation from all epochs and all continents. For example, some work on Babylonian mathematics or the understanding of nature in ancient Greece, while others deal with modern neuroscience. Fascinating, isn't it? The focus is always on the categories of thought, proof and experience, as well as the questions of why and how the meaning of basic scientific concepts changes over time. Of course, the changing practices of experimentation and argumentation are also interesting. Their work is not only important for the recording of historical topics. By analyzing scientific thought and action as historical phenomena, the Institute also creates reflections for current challenges in the sciences. Have you already spotted the building with the distinctive onion-shaped tower? This is where the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Physics was based from 1936 to 1946. Let's now take a closer look at the fascinating history of the Institute, which is highly regarded both inside and outside Germany. It all began in Albert Einstein's dusty and cluttered study. The small attic at Haberlandstraße 5 in Berlin-Schöneberg was the first address of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Physics, which did not have its own building in the beginning. Astonishing, isn't it? The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Physics was founded in 1917, in the middle of the First World War, with the aim of financially supporting research. One of the first grants went to the young professor Peter Debye. He received 16,030 marks to purchase a powerful X-ray apparatus. 2 decades later, Debye received the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for his research. When you hear the word institute, you naturally think of a team of scientists. But in the beginning, there was only one scientific staff member, Erwin Freundlich, in addition to the director, Albert Einstein himself. Freundlich, an astronomer, was involved in testing the general theory of relativity. From the 1930s, the institute developed into a research institute in its own right. The building was constructed in 1936 with the support of the Rockefeller Foundation. It was the first building of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Physics. Even then, the name Max Planck Institute was emblazoned in gold letters above the main entrance of the institute, while the designation Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Physics was only inspicuously chiseled into the door frame. This was intended as a tribute to Max Planck, but was probably, not unjustifiably, also understood as a political affront to the monarchy. You must know, it took some time before the institute finally changed its name. Kaiser Wilhelm II abdicated in 1918 and Germany received a democratic constitution for the first time in its history. Nevertheless, the Senate of the Kaiser Wilhelm Society, KWG for short, decided in 1919 not to rename the society named after him. During the Weimar Republic, Reichstag members, particularly those with the left-wing parliamentary groups, repeatedly tried to push through a name change. The overwhelming majority of those working in science did accept the new democracy, but they remained monarchist at heart. I would now like to tell you more about the Institute under National Socialism. The cooperation with the Nazi regime shows the less glamorous part of the renowned Institute's history. The establishment of National Socialist rule was followed by numerous anti-Jewish laws. In April 1933, the law for the reintroduction of the professional civil service was passed, and in the course of this, employees with a Jewish family background were expelled from state positions. and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute too, a wave of dismissals began with 126 layoffs, the majority of which affected the academic staff. While some were able to continue their careers abroad, other emigres lost their livelihood and the possibility to continue their research. Four of those dismissed were deported and murdered in concentration camps. One physicist, who initially opposed the expulsion of his Jewish colleagues at the beginning of the National Socialist regime, was the later director Werner Heisenberg. Following his refusal to sign his name on a list swearing loyalty to Hitler, he came into the sights of the National Socialists and became the target of a group that, as representatives of an Aryan physics, opposed his allegedly Jewish-infiltrated quantum physics. In 1937, he was defamed in the SS newspaper Das Schwarze Korps, or the Black Corps, in an article about white Jews and science. Nevertheless, he decided to stay in Germany. In July 1942, Werner Heisenberg was finally appointed director of the Institute. As he took office, he was already considered one of the most important physicists of the 20th century. 10 years earlier, he had been awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for the foundation of quantum mechanics. Heisenberg expanded the research program to include cosmic radiation and elementary particle physics. During the Second World War, Heisenberg headed the uranium project of the German Army Weapons Office. The aim was to research the possible uses of nuclear fission. In his position as director, he continued the large-scale experiments. Shortly before the end of the war, the Allies arrested him and other atomic researchers and brought them to Great Britain. After the war, Heisenberg was controversial because of his career under National Socialism. Nevertheless, he took up his position as director at the Institute in Göttingen, now called the Max Planck Institute for Physics, in 1946. What do you say to that? In 1958, the Institute moved to Munich and later split into the Max Planck Institute for Physics, called the Werner Heisenberg Institute, and those for plasma physics, for astrophysics, and for extraterrestrial physics. In October 2017, the Max Planck Institute for Physics, MPP for short, celebrated its 100th anniversary. And 1 year later, Professor Dr. Julia Zandarigi became the first woman director at the Institute. She heads the department Innovative Computational Methods in Particle Physics.